It is something just maybe in the universe that tend to track one down and say, you must act, you must stand. So you don't have many resources, you don't have any money, you don't have the new technology, like we didn't have it back then, but you have your being, you have your bodies, and you must use your bodies as living witness to the truth. It's just like being in America, the American house. Every now and then seem like the house is going to lift, that it's going to tear apart. But over and over again, black and white, all of us been coming together to hold the American house down, to hold it together. We must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will perish as fools. When we see a problem, we shouldn't try to hide it under the rug. We should bring it out from under the rug and deal with it. We should confront violence. We should confront racism and bigotry. We should be a little more tolerant as people, as human beings. And sometimes you just do it. Just do it because it's the right thing to do. The young people are too quiet. They're just too quiet. They're too passive. And I don't mean in the bad sense of the word. They need to make some noise. You know, there's nothing wrong with agitating for the right thing. Saying and demanding of the country that we do more in education. Spend more money on education, not more money on missiles and bombs and guns. I cite an African proverb, which says something like, when you pray, move your feet. True leadership must emerge. It's not necessarily appointed. It is not necessarily elected. It sort of emerged out of a situation, out of an effort, out of a movement. We all can grow and learn by putting ourselves in the places of others. In a sense, forgetting about our own circumstances and getting involved in the circumstances of others. There's an old song that we used to sing, I'm going to do what the Spirit said do. If the Spirit said march, I'm going to march. If the Spirit said walk, I'm going to walk. If the Spirit said sit in, I'm going to sit in. I'm going to be guided by the Spirit. We shouldn't be afraid of diversity. We shouldn't fear. We should embrace diversity. We should embrace humanity. You must engage in order to overcome fear. I think we said earlier that we fear the unknown, what we do not know. Don't be afraid. Get to know people of a different race, color, different gender. We can and must make that great leap. And sometimes you step out there. Sometimes you don't know where it's going to lead because you don't have a blueprint or a roadmap, but you go anyway. You step out on faith. You keep moving your feet, and you take others with you as you move. And I think that's where we're going as a nation, as a people, as a world community. We all must be participants. We cannot afford to sit on the sideline. It's not a free ride. We all have to be participants.